Well, come back to Boston as soon as you can. The whole thing ain't gone down according to the plan. Morning when I wake up, I don't like what I see. Late night my dreams, they are terrifying me. I was walking by the river in the early morning dew, singing out lines from Cypress Avenue. I wonder where he stood when it all came down. Come back to Boston before I hit the ground. And the winners stand confused. They don't want to be misused. And the losers that came before us say, I don't want to be here anymore. Yeah, I was standing on the back porch. I was looking at the books. Oh, it's politicians, beauty queens, and crooks. I wonder where he stood when the inspiration came. Come back to Boston before I jump the train. And the winners stand confused. They don't want to be misused. And the losers that came before us say, I don't want to be here anymore. Say, come back to Boston, I'll meet you halfway, somewhere by the middle of the interstate. We can take it on down to some cold deserted lake and come back to Boston before we make the same mistake. Come back to Boston before we make the same mistake. Back to Boston before we make the same mistake. I sit down. Do you remember when? Do you remember when? Do you remember when we used to sing? Do you remember when? Do you remember when? Do you remember when we used to sing like this? Cha la 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 da di da. Cha la 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 da di da. Cha la 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 da la da. Cha la. Back to Boston for we make the same mistake.
Thank you very much. This is this year is the 40-year anniversary of the beginning of the Dream Syndicate. We began back in 1982. 40 years, right? Were you all alive back then? I wasn't. I was 2 years old when I made Days of Wine and Roses. Really hard touring as a baby with a diaper, but you know, a lot of clubs are very cool about it. They wouldn't let me drink. 2 years old, you can't have a beer. What? In the little bottle? No. But really, this came out 40 years ago, we formed, and when we tour later this year, we're going to be doing two sets. One set of the newer material from the last few albums and some other songs here and there, and then take a break and come out, and bam, it's 1982, we're gonna do Days of Wine and Roses start to finish. Like, so, so you gotta, it's gonna be really fun. Yeah. It'll be pretty wild, so you gotta, it'll be a crazy, you gotta be there. We'll do it one time. We'll do it on the 40-year anniversary and on the 80-year anniversary only, so. It might be more fun this time. Anyway, this song is from that record. I wrote this song in a matter of like, I don't know, half hour. Like a lot of your favorite songs probably in your record collection were written. The best ones come quickly. And the title came from just a show we had played. You know a band called Red Cross? Oh, you should. They're a great band. Anyway, we were just starting out, and they'd been around for a couple years before us. They'd had a record out. I was a fan, great band, kind of a punk glam band, Red Cross, couple brothers. Now, here's the thing. The brothers at this time, 1982, were 14 and 11 years old. Bass player was 11, the guitarist was 14, Jeff McDonald, Steve McDonald. And they had been around on the scene. They were veterans. They were old guys, you know. And we were kind of, you know, doing pretty well. And they had a manager, and we were doing a show, and they were going to open for us. And their manager said, they shouldn't be opening for you. They've been around forever. You have no respect for these elder statesmen, 14 years old and 11 years old. Just, hey, man, we're just doing our job. We don't know. And so I wrote this song inspired by that, and I called it kind of in my... Nobody would know. Maybe I'll tell them someday, but the song was called Tell Me When It's Over. Just let me know when it's done.